What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
We've got a special guest in the studio right now. He, of course, is the Asia Regional Director at Xero. His name is Kevin Fitzgerald. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me. You and your team help SMEs achieve their goals through technology, and you've just witnessed here my computer had a bit of a meltdown. So after this interview, Kevin, you're going to be helping me fix this. You're going to be covering this particular topic at the ACCA annual conference on the 24th of May. So you're a New Zealand-based software company helping to develop cloud-based accounting software for small and medium-sized enterprises. Can you help us understand your business?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We try and keep it as simple as possible. We have built an online cloud platform which gives access to small business to connect to their accountants, to their banks, financial institutions, and anyone else that they do business with. Really, it's not just a case of, you know, having a bookkeeping software. This is a platform that we've developed, and from that platform comes opportunity, and there comes understanding, and there becomes learning. So actually, SMEs are learning a lot about their own business from using Xero.
Okay, how are SMEs doing when it comes to digital transformation, especially in the accounting and bookkeeping process?
I think it's difficult, right? So an SME owner, maybe, you know, as a cafe owner or a bar or whatever, they don't want to do accounting or bookkeeping. So we try and make it as simple as possible. We create beautiful software. We create beautiful business platforms. And really, we encourage them to go and link up with their accountant or bookkeeper to help them with that.
Okay. You said cafe. Are those one of the clients that you have? What's your clientele like at Xero?
I think some of our biggest industries that we do well in, especially in Singapore, is F&B, which is really popular.
I'm a big foodie.
I'm a big coffee fan. I've lived in Melbourne for a long time as well.
Yeah.
So I see the smaller businesses really jump on us straight away.
Let's talk about the biggest challenges facing SMEs in this age of digital transformation. Could you tell us some of them and exactly how are they handling it?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because for me and my experience with SMEs is that it's a challenge. They want to go out on their own. It's a really brave thing to do. So we try and give them as much help as possible. The biggest failure rate with SMEs is cash flow.
Oh.
And is understanding why that's happening. So rather than building a business and running a business from your bank account, you need to understand who owes you money, where you owe money to. And we've created a beautiful dashboard that they can look at every day at any time and see their up-to-date financial information.
Mm. How would you say your product rates among all the others that are available in the market?
We're one of the best products out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would always like to say that we are the best. I think that we've got a little bit of a way to go to build and really get our brand out there locally in Singapore and Asia. But in the last 2 years, we've grown rapidly. We just opened an office in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So I think that we're doing really well.
But with Xero, you're a New Zealand-based software company. Is New Zealand your biggest market, or where is it right now?
It's actually Australia.
Lots of cafes there.
There's a lot of coffee shops.
And SMEs, of course.
Hey, you spoke about cash flow being one of the biggest problems, right? And I'd like to relate it to this whole digital transformation thing. What's the cost involved in to digitally transform? I mean, what sort of plans, what sort of budget is needed?
Yeah, it's a really important consideration, because, you know, SMEs really want to keep an eye on their cash. You can start using Xero from $20 a month.
Okay.
There's no lock-in contracts. Our most expensive product here in Asia with multi-currency is $40 a month.
Okay.
And that's in US dollars. So it's not an expensive change. And I think that if you consider how much that, you know, would cost you versus how much time you would save not entering information when you connect to the banks and the information flows in overnight directly, you're actually saving a lot more than that.
And the amount that you say, Kevin, are you speaking in Singapore dollars?
That's in US dollars.
In US dollars.
Okay,
and that's, of course, universal for any client wherever they're from.
Correct.
Okay. Accounting software, bookkeeping, these are evolving in the age of blockchain and artificial intelligence. What are your comments on that?
I think blockchain and AI are fascinating. I can't see the initial impact straight away from blockchain. I do understand how it works, but I think AI will complement what we are doing. We need the accountants and the bookkeepers to really look at and learn the software and actually help the SMEs first before we start to bring in AI and blockchain. I think they're probably for the future. You know, we have AI in our product, but really it's there to enhance what we do already.
I'd like to pick your brain on this. Talking about technological advancements, talking about the software that you provided, and another concern that comes along with all of this is always going to be security issues. How does Xero deal with this? What do they do to prevent security breaches?
It's vitally important to our business. we have to have the highest level of security available. We're passionate about our security, and you know, we really want to give people confidence that when they start to use our product and our platform, that it is secure and safe.
Okay.
We have the highest encryption available, physical security. We have two-step authentication on login.
Okay.
So as much as that we can give back, we will. And we want to give comfort to SMEs and accountants.
Kevin Fitzgerald's with us. He's the Asia Regional Director at Xero. Final question for you. Where do you guys see yourselves as a business, say, in 5 years, Kevin? Technology is going to be changing rapidly.
Yeah.
You'll be disrupted.
That is a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, and
we
got to stay on our toes and I think big all the time. So looking back over the last 2 years when we started in Asia, and you know, we've grown rapidly across the region. We've just opened an office in Hong Kong. It's a really exciting time for us in Asia. That's why I'm here, like to help grow the business and support the industry. So who knows? I think the rapid expansion could mean that we just need to keep going and going and going, but also keep an eye out that we don't get disrupted.
Yeah, we might have to clone Kevin. You never know. Anyway, all the best to you, and thank you so much for being with us here on Money FM 89.3.